Well, welcome. This is The Daily, and I am Carolyn Dennis, and this is where we get a dose of our daily scripture. I am so humbled and honored the Lord has given me another word to share with you, and I am just thrilled about what He has been telling me. So I want to make a couple of announcements, and then I'm going to share this word with you. And I believe you are going to be as excited as I am. Don't let what the Alphabet News is telling you today be what you really believe is going on in the world. You look to what the Heavenly Father is doing because He is the one in charge. Not some political parties, not some uniparty, and definitely not the alphabet media that's not sharing everything and might be lying about everything. So I'm excited to bring you this word. So let me pull it up so I can share it with you. And I think you are just going to get excited. I ask that you like, share, and subscribe to our channels. This will help expand our algorithms so that we can reach more people and tell them what God is saying also. Thank you so much. Okay, here is the word of the Lord, and He gave this to me in the early morning on April the 11th, 2024, and I'm recording this on the 16th. I'm going to put it out on the 17th. And He told me to title it A Red Victory. Woo-hoo! Yay! So let me share a scripture with you from Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him, that would be Jesus, and given him the name which is above every name. All right, here's the word, a red victory. There is no one like my son. He is high and lifted up, worthy to be praised. Exalt him and praise his holy name. Today is a new day. A new day, you say. It is time for the enemy's defeat. You will soon see them all be defeated. Trust me, I am not a man that I would lie. I am Elohim, creator of all the heavens and the earth. Trust me, and you will see my beautiful world that you desired but did not know about. You say, what does this mean? Wait and see. It is all coming soon. You will be so rested, peaceful, and joyful as I pour out my glory on this earth. The time has come. I have been waiting for this, looking forward to this day that the earth will receive my glory and everything change for good. You say, what about the evil ones? Let me deal with them, and I will. Some will fade away. Some will go away. Some are going to die unexpectedly and suddenly. Others will turn to me and my precious son, Jesus. They have all been given chances to repent and come to me. Some will, but others will not, and they will knowingly choose their forever fate. I tell you, the tide in this country is begging to turn red. Like dominoes, it is slow at first, but as it goes, it picks up speed. So will the red tide in America be like a freight train pulling out of a station, and once it gets going, it cannot be stopped. Donald Trump is my anointed one to lead the country, and I have highly favored him for such a time as this. He understands the mission of defeating my enemies, and him and his family are all in. There will be more turmoil as the enemy is in the fight of his life. However, he is already defeated and will never steal this country or another election. The enemy and all of his followers are beginning to see and feel their crushing defeat, but they are going to keep pushing their hateful, lying rhetoric until their ship completely sinks, like the Titanic. They don't seem to have the sense to get off of the sinking ship. Rejoice, I say rejoice. The days of glory and splendor are upon you. If you could see what I have planned in the coming days for you and all my children, you would be dancing and singing. So dance and sing and believe. Trust me, I am the great God, Jehovah. And I have all in control. Do not fret over the little problems that you have. You say little? The problems may be huge to you, but they are but a drop in the bucket for me. I am the great I am. I have all of this, and I will heal you. Take care of your finances, take care of your family. And restore all that has been lost in the battle of good versus evil. Keep believing, praying, fasting, loving one another. We love you with an everlasting heart. All will be well in the land of the free and the home of the brave and throughout all of my beautiful earth. Holy is the word of the Lord. Amen. Woo! I am so excited, and I hope you are too. That is a powerful word, and there was so much that God said in just a page and a half. It is amazing. First of all, he said the enemy is defeated, but they're going to keep pushing. They're just going to keep it, but some of them will fade away, some will turn away, and some are going to suddenly die. But he reminded us that Trump is the anointed one to lead the United States, and Trump is all in him and his family. So the tide is turning in the United States, and it is going to be red. And even better than that, the greater glory is coming soon. God is going to pour out his glory on this earth, and I am so excited. He said he's going to change everything, and it's going to be better than ever. So get excited and dance and sing. Wow. Wow. I'm excited, and I hope you are too. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be back probably tomorrow because I've got a couple of more words that the Lord has given to me, and I encourage you to just be still and know God. Give him some time in your day. I prefer the early morning before daylight, and when I have been, and I just ask him to tell me what he wants to. He's been giving me these words. So I'm excited and I'm very grateful and humble to bring you the word from the Lord. Thank you for joining me. God bless and shalom.